Support for Switched on Pop comes from Factor. Factor is the ready-to-eat meal delivery service that's never frozen, it's chef-crafted, and it's dietitian approved. No prep, no mess. Factor meals are 100% ready to heat and eat in under 2 minutes, so you can save all of that prep, cooking, and cleanup time. Head to factormeals.com/switched50 and use code switched50 to get 50% off your first box plus 20% off your next box. That's code switched50 at factormeals.com/switched50 to get 50% off your first box plus 20% off your next box while your subscription is active. Welcome to Switched on Pop. I'm songwriter Charlie Harding.
And I'm musicologist Nate Sloan.
Beyonce has just 12 hours ago
yes,
released her album Cowboy Carter,
yeah,
her foray into the world of country music. And I have something very bold to say about this album.
Okay, hit me.
This is not a country album.
Dun, dun, dun.
Check out Sweet Honey Buckin'.
This ain't country.
How about spaghetti?
Cunty, country, petty, petty, petty. All the same to me, plain Jane spaghetti. No sauce, no sauce. Too soft, too soft.
This ain't country.
And what about Tyrant?
She's a tyrant. Every time I ride it, every time I ride it. Make it look so good. Try to justify it.
This ain't country.
No.
Sorry.
It's not country. This is way more than a country album. This is an album which is using the sound palette of Southern America and all of its history, but not exclusively making top 40 country radio music.
Right,
it's
right.
So much more.
Yeah.
We have the sounds of primarily black music, blues, rock and roll, gospel, soul, definitely country, as well as influences from the British invasion, rock counterculture, and contemporary genres like house, Jersey house, and trap. And yeah, okay, sure. It is country. I mean, we've talked already about the first two released singles, Texas Hold'em,
16 Carriages.
We've got banjo, chain gang music. And there are songs on Cowboy Carter which use the cliches of country music.
Mm.
Your domestic life narratives, like in her song Protector.
And I'll lead you down that road if you lose your way. Gonna be a protector.
It has the trope of Made in America brands name dropped into a song.
Okay.
For example, Levi's Jeans, which features Post Malone.
Boy, I let you be my Levi's Jeans, so you can hug that ass all day long.
Of course, if you're going to make a country album, you need to have murder ballads like her song, Daughter.
Your body laid out on these filthy floors. Your blood stains on my custom couture.
And we hear the timbres of country music here, sort of the Spanish guitar of maybe sort of original cowboy.
Mm. Quick question.
Yeah.
Are Levi's jeans made in America?
Ooh.
I'm wearing a pair right now. Check the tag, Charlie.
All right,
check
stand up.
This is why it's good to record in person once in a while.
Let's see. What are your boxers?
Get in there, Charles. Don't be afraid.
It doesn't say.
Okay. What do you mean it doesn't say?
I can't read it. I got Levi's on too. Okay. We are not sponsored by
Levi's.
All right,
turn around. San Francisco, California. Where's your tag? There's no tag. There's a conspiracy afoot.
Okay. So we have some of the hallmarks of country music, sure. But this album, as I said, is way more than country. And Beyonce makes it very clear.
Yeah.
She states at the beginning this thesis in her song, American Requiem. This is an American requiem. Mm. What is a requiem, Nate Sloan?
I'm so glad you asked. A requiem is a piece composed in memoriam of a person.
Yeah.
And often it follows a kind of mass structure. I don't think that's quite the case here.
Mm.
But it is something that is a tribute, a memorial. It's usually sad.
It's a great musical tradition.
Going back to Wolfgang Amadeus Mozart.
Yeah. Lacrimosa. Wrote his own mass, famously, yes, as he was dying.
Yeah.
This is not a mass. I think this is more a remembrance. She says from the very top that there are big ideas buried here, and she is going to unearth all of these American musical ideas of the past and of the present and mash them all up together.
Them big ideas are buried here. Big ideas, yeah,
are buried here, yeah. Now, someone might say, I'm totally wrong here, that no, she is saying that she's making a country album. Just listen to the second verse of American Requiem. She's singing in a twang,
yeah,
saying, if this ain't country, I don't know what is.
Yeah.
And so I obviously am making a provocative statement. I don't think she's saying this is top 40 country radio, the sound of country as it is today. I think she's saying that country is way more expansive,
yeah,
than it is thought to be.
Right. You could invert that statement from the beginning of the episode, this ain't country.
Mm-hmm.
Country ain't this.
Mm.
Country is more than you think. Right. And this album is going to investigate that.
Okay.
I also love how she's sort of like anticipating the criticism a little
bit. Oh, yeah, you all know? Of it.
Am I too country? Am I not country enough?
Yeah.
I'll always be somewhere in between.
All right, let's look at how she does it.
Let's do it.
All right. So first of all, she is knighted by the living legends of country music on this album.
Yeah, that was one of the first things I noticed. Okay, so a little bit of context.
Yeah.
I have to come clean. I haven't listened to any of this. I just completely exploited you.
Yes.
You woke up at some ungodly hour and listened to this album and gathered your thoughts.
Yeah.
And I just slept blissfully and then rolled in here to your home studio and was like, all right, Charlie, tell me about this record.
Yeah.
But I did do the hard work of briefly glancing over the track list.
Mm-hmm.
And I did notice some of these icons that you're talking about. Willie Nelson is on this album.
The voice of outlaw country.
You tuned into KNTRY Radio Texas, home of the real deal.
Linda Martell is on this album.
One of the first female black country breakout stars.
Genres are a funny little concept, aren't they?
Dolly Parton is on this album.
The boundary pusher of country music that everybody agrees to love.
Hey, Miss Honeybee, it's Dolly P.
So those are some pretty good country bona fides.
Yeah, and all of them are introducing Beyonce's songs in a sort of radio-like format.
So that's a flex.
Yeah.
Yeah. Man, I wish we could have Willie Nelson announce every podcast. Really, every time I just show up somewhere, he could be like, and here's Nate Sloan walking into the room.
KNT Radio.
So hard to think of many more living legends than you could put on this album.
Right. Okay, so she's got the living legends on this album.
Yeah.
She also quotes her deceased musical ancestors, specifically the black forebears of American music, like blues icon Son House, people grinning in your face, godmother of rock and roll Sister Rosetta Tharpe, I'm going to the river to wash my sins away, guitar great Chuck Berry, and one of Elvis's greatest inspirations, Roy Hamilton.
So we've got living legends. We've got deceased legends within these like snippets of recordings from them.
Mm-hmm.
Anyone else showing up here?
Yes, she specifically has brought in many of the current rising stars of black American country music.
Okay, cool.
Artists like Tanner Adele, Brittany Spencer, Tiara Kennedy, Raina Roberts, and Shaboozey.
And that's, I guess, in addition to some of the people we talked about on Texas Hold'em and 16 Carriages, like Rhiannon Giddens, Justice West.
Yes.
Robert Randolph. Yeah.
These are just the featured singers. In fact,
okay, cool.
As of this recording, the full credits are not available.
Okay.
I'm very eager to go and study who the musicians are, who are the players in the band. I don't know who most of them are right now. So there's many more. There's also a collaboration with Miley Cyrus, who famously was in the world of country music, moved into the world of pop music.
I'll be your shotgun rider till the day I die.
There's a collab with Post Malone, which we talked about briefly. There's also Willie Jones, who is known for really blending the world of trap and hip hop with country music.
I'm going down south just for fun. I am the man, I know it. And everywhere I go, I hide my face.
And I guess Rumi Carter.
yeah. One of her children is featured in a voice note on the album.
Mom, can I hear the lullaby? Please.
You know how I feel about this. I'm not a fan.
Doesn't count as an actual feature.
Not a fan. But
oh, no. Hold on. Give it I don't want to make you seem too much of a curmudgeon. You're not a fan of someone getting credit for being a collaborator when they are part of a voice note. You don't mind the voice note thing, do you?
I'm not honestly sure anymore.
Oh, geez.
I think I am a curmudgeon. Just leave the kids. Get the kids out of there. Get the kids out of the studio.
It's a beautiful song. It's a beautiful song.
Maybe. Okay, fair enough. No kids and grandmothers in the studio. Sorry, go ahead.
Okay, this is way more, though, than just who she brings in, who she is citing directly through those little samples, who is introducing her songs. The way that she is making a statement about this expansive view of country is all in the music, right?
Yeah.
Let's visit a handful of the songs that bend American genres into her vision of Cowboy Carter. I want to start with Yeah. Nate, this song has everything. It samples from so many eras of American music. From the beginning, we have a very obvious sample of Nancy Sinatra's Boots Were Made for Walking from 1966. Nancy, of course, was the daughter of Frank Sinatra, and the original song was inspired by Frank Sinatra's line in a film, Four for Texas, in which her father says,
"They tell me them boots ain't built for walking."
Huh. Never knew that.
Nancy Sinatra flips the script, says these boots are made for walking, makes a pop feminist song about taking power in a male-centric world.
One of these days, they're gonna walk right over you.
Yeah.
These boots are made for walking, and that's just what they'll do. One of these days, these boots are gonna walk all over you.
So, here's what Beyonce does to it.
Hello, girls.
Hello, Beyonce.
Hello, fellas.
You're pretty swell.
Those petty ones can't fuck with me.
Why?
Cause I'm a clever girl.
I am just remembering that the song was featured in the film Austin Powers.
Bring in the fembots!
Beyonce was also in the sequel to Austin Powers. So
Right. Interesting. The Spy Who Shagged Me. Or was she in Goldmember?
I think Goldmember.
Oh, that's the third one.
I don't believe we've met.
It's me, Foxy. Foxy Cleopatra.
We have to get our Austin Powers chronology right. I mean, people expect a lot from us, Charlie.
I mean, people expect a lot from that film.
Yeah, I mean, it's iconic.
It wasn't good. But what's so cool is that Beyonce's boots aren't just made for walking all over, man. They're made for walking all over American music. Mm. Where she goes next, she blends this song into a sort of like Motown type vibe in the style of Stevie Wonder's Uptight.
Yeah. Yeah, there's almost like a tension between this kind of upbeat, triumphant music and then some of the darkness of these lyrics, like a whole lot of red in that white and blue. Mm-hmm. Like that is a kind of revolutionary statement about the legacy of racial violence in the United States.
Yeah.
But it's like popping, finger snapping music at the same time. So you're like, damn, this is not pulling any punches.
And this is just the beginning. I mean, then when we get into the refrain of the song.
She's picking up vibrations. He's looking for sweet sensations.
Beach Boys.
Layered.
I'm picking up good vibrations. She's giving me the excitations.
She has mashed up good vibrations with Nancy Sinatra's Boots Are Made for Walking.
Kind of a weird combo, but it actually works. Maybe because they each have these descending chromatic lines. Mm. Like the Nancy Sinatra bass line is like... And then the good vibrations is like... So it's like, they're kind of in the same musical world little bit, but it's still very, you're like, wait, what? Where did that come from?
Both of them have a lot of tension in them. The chromaticism, there's discomfort in the music, and the way that she's citing good vibrations has this sort of dark tinge because she's talking about housing policy inequity.
Fire burnt his house down. Insurance ain't gonna pay no penny, man. Shit. So hold his hoes up for more liquor, please. Hardworking men ain't got no money in the bank.
She's talking about not being able to make it in this country, not having enough money. And we're talking about good vibrations, sort of a tension of the expectations of American exceptionalism.
I'm buying what you're selling, Charles.
I'm not selling anything. This is all Beyonce. And she just goes on to quote and quote and quote. There's a quick citation of Love is Strange by Mickey and Sylvia.
How you call your lover boy?
Come here, lover boy.
And lover boy, it's so fun.
She references Christina Aguilera's Genie in a Bottle and Migos' Walk It Like I Talk It. She screams like Tina Turner. She tells the band to hit the drums in the style of like James Brown.
Yeah, I love that.
When I count to four, I want everybody to lay out and let the drummer go. One, two, three, four, get it!
Please. We're drumming.
God, I'm such a sucker for musicians requesting instruments and then they suddenly appear. It's like, cannot get enough of that.
What else do we have?
Toms, please. That would be another thing. I would like to have Willie Nelson introduce every time I walk in the room, and anytime I say Toms, please, I immediately get a dribble. Willie Nelson plus Tom. Well, I'd like to introduce Nate. So Tom, please.
You know,
what were you talking about?
I like this evoking the past of the sort of like radio announcer kind of style, because she also has a moment where she references this important circuit that she says that she's playing on.
We want to welcome you to the Beyonce Cowboy Carter Act 2 in a rodeo chillin circuit. We're going to do what it do, y'all.
This is an old-timey reference.
Yeah, the Chitlin Circuit. This was like the unofficial tourway for black musicians through most of the 20th century. A loose network of juke joints and saloons and sometimes even brothels strung out across the whole United States, but especially concentrated in the southern part, right, named after the crackling fried pork that would be served at many of these establishments, and where so many famous acts from Ray Charles to James Brown really got their start before blowing up. Today doesn't really exist in the same way, but you can still find maybe traces of it in certain places like Mississippi and Alabama, and some of these have sort of been turned into like living museums, which is pretty cool. But not a reference you hear in a lot of contemporary music, the Chitlin Circuit.
And she's saying it with the sound of a slapback delay, which was very popular in the 1950s as a way of creating a bigger sense of space. So all of these amazing citations, including citations of place.
From Texas.
Texas.
Yeah.
Beyonce's from Texas.
Correct.
Gary, Indiana.
Home of the Jackson family.
Yes. And New York City.
New York City.
What's it? You're from New York City. I now live in New York City.
Yeah, we're from New York
City. Who's she married to?
That guy, what's his face? Jay-Z.
Oh, yeah.
Sean Carter,
yeah.
Brooklyn, okay,
New York City,
okay, right, checks out.
Yeah, I feel like their family owns a significant portion of New York City. Yeah, so like the
they like, I think the they like center. To project that do. I don't know if that's actually,
at least culturally they do.
Yeah,
and in this way, I think that this album, as much as it has country and Americana, has a lot in common with hip hop.
Hmm.
The idea of naming your roots, saying where you're from, quoting your influences, sampling them. this doesn't sound like a hip hop record, yeah. but it's definitely in the culture.
Man, she Beyonce is just like with this album, Cowboy Carter and Renaissance, the previous one. It's like she's going like full historian mode. Yeah. This is just like spectacles on, like taking out the books, underlining the things. She's like in her professorial era or Ooh. Something. It's really wild. Elbow patches, reading glasses. It's like taking you to school with each one of these albums. I mean, God, we could talk about the song for hours. There's so much thick reference in history. I love it. It's like this commentary on the history of American music as it's also adding to that lineage through its own, you know, sonic experimentation and innovation. I mean, is this a gift for Switched on Pop? Is she in her Switched on Pop era?
It definitely feels like a gift to us.
Keeping the show alive. Thanks, B.
Yeah. All right. Let's take a quick break. And when we come back, there's so much more music that I want to look at, and specifically how she crosses genre and cites the entire world of American music. Support for Switched on Pop comes from Factor. Picture this. You've just had a long, hard day of work, and boy, are you hungry. So you open the refrigerator and are filled with dread because the only thing in there are a bottle of mustard, some almond milk, and exactly 3 grapes that have fallen off the shelf. You don't have to be a foodie to realize this is not a nutritious meal. If you want to avoid the situation, you have to have ready-to-eat meals delivered to you that are fresh, never frozen, and ready to go in just 2 minutes. You might want to check out Factor. Factor offers over 35 different options a week to choose from, and they're catered to your dietary needs. No prep, no mess. Factor meals are 100% ready to heat and eat, which saves you on all of that prep, cooking, and cleanup time. I've got a box arriving real soon with some black pepper and sage pork chop, some chicken and mushroom tettrazzini, and a mushroom marinara lasagnette. In addition to ready-to-eat meals, they have cold-pressed juices, smoothies, energy bites, extra protein, veggie sides, and more. Head to factormeals.com/switched50 and use code switched50 to get 50% off your first box plus 20% off your next box. That's code switched50 at factormeals.com/switched50 to get 50% off your first box plus 20% off your next box while your subscription is active. We just traveled all over American music.
Indeed.
And she demonstrates so many different kinds of genre mashups on this album. Let's take a listen to a few of them, like on the song Spaghetti. It begins with Linda Martell restating the thesis of this album.
Genres are a funny little concept, aren't they? Yes, they are.
That Beyonce Virgo shit.
In theory, they have a simple definition that's easy to understand. But in practice, well, some may feel confined.
And Shabuzi adds his voice too. And from here, I am expecting a spaghetti western.
Yeah. Spaghetti western referring to a style of filmmaking pioneered by directors like Sergio Leone, often starring Clint Eastwood. Yeah. And they would film them in Italy for, I think, budgetary reasons, and then they would overdub all the voices later, and they were like kind of sparse and hyper violent and like kind of this like dark spin on the classic John Wayne western, and many of them featured soundtracks by the legendary composer Ennio Morricone, and that, I don't know, that sound, that high kind of lonesome whistle that's like takes you right there. So that's cool.
I swear for God is bad.
And those are the kind of the sounds that are soundtracking the beginning of her song Spaghetti.
Stylized with two eyes at the end. This is act two.
Time there's an eye, there's always two eyes on all the songs. I don't know how we're supposed to pronounce
this. Spaghetti works.
There's some other more difficult ones. I'm now realizing that referencing spaghetti westerns is also a kind of way of saying like Americana, as much as it comes from real roots and culture, also is a fabrication and a commercial good that is imported and exported all over the world. Italian-made films citing American music. What is country? And she's going to push the boundaries of what that is on this song, because we don't get a spaghetti western kind of thing.
No. Your Levi's jeans, made in, I'm pretty sure they're made in China. Just got to throw, we're going to come back to that. I got to see your ass one more time.
Country, country, petty, 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 all the same to me, plain Jane spaghetti. No sauce, no sauce, too soft, too soft. They salty, they shooting like curry, one hand on my holster, then pass it to Hova.
Damn,
she's got flow.
She can rap. Yeah.
Oh yeah.
That was fire.
Yeah.
And kind of, so like thinking kind of the modern version of the spaghetti western is like drills, hip hop. That's kind of a cool idea.
It's also considered too. Yeah. You know, actually on the song before this, Daughter, she sings in Italian almost like as a lead-in to the song about to arrive.
Wild stuff.
And so what do we have? Like spaghetti, western, hip-hop? Never heard that before. Mm. Have you ever heard Riverdance house music?
Oh, God. I mean, when I was in tour in Scotland with our friend Gideon, I did encounter some pretty hip remixes of traditional Celtic songs sung in Gaelic with house beats. Shout out to the Scottish band Nightworks. So yeah, maybe not unprecedented, but certainly surprising to encounter on Cowboy Carter.
Right. Okay, so we have a guitar playing a sort of line that would traditionally be played on a Celtic fiddle.
Okay.
Celtic music, it's one of the important ingredients, the creation American old-time music, fiddle tunes, and country.
Yeah.
And then she's mashing it up with a house beat. Okay, so we have... spaghetti hip hop.
Yeah.
We have Celtic river dance house music. And how about fiddle trap, like on her song Tyrant?
Oh, she got that water. Hangman got that water. Don't act like you don't know. Giddy up, giddy up.
It's awesome.
I mean, that's cool. The very beginning of this, too, it sounds like almost like tap shoes are providing the percussive element.
Oh, yeah, that's definitely tap.
That's why. Like, what is that about?
I don't know. Someone's going to tell us.
Okay.
Wow.
I don't know.
Everything is here.
There's so much. The sonic, like, layers are just so
it's
rich.
It's very rich. This is a reaction episode. We are listening just half a day.
We don't have all the answers.
We don't have all the answers. I feel like this is something that, you know.
I mean, there's 27 tracks. There's so much.
we're over an hour long.
Scratching the surface.
There's so many things we could go through. One thing that I don't want to miss, though, are the covers. There's a handful of covers, and I want to highlight a few of them. The first is actually what I hear as an interpolation of a Buffalo Springfield song on American Requiem, the opening track.
It's a lot of talking going on while I sing my song. There's something happening here. What it is ain't exactly clear. I think it's time we stop, children. What's that sound? Everybody look what's going down.
I hear that.
What's neat is she's taking this song For What It's Worth from Buffalo Springfield, which was a 1960s protest song. And she is using the melody, but changing the production to actually sound like kind of psychedelic rock. Hmm. You have a sitar guitar, some really woozy strings, and what it sound like farfisa organs, the sounds of psychedelia.
Maybe some backwards tape in there as well, perhaps.
Yep. And so referencing the counterculture era and the time of civil rights right at the top of this album. Okay, so that's the first one. The next song on the album is Blackbird by the Beatles. I don't know if he's playing this or if it's a sample. I think it's a sample because you can hear the click track.
Blackbird singing in the dead of night. Take these broken wings and learn to fly.
What's that doing there? And why is there a click track? Why is there a metronome in there?
Because the original has the metronome.
Does it really?
Yes. Your mind is blown.
What? How did I never
hear that before. I'm having like a Mandela effect moment right now. Are you sure that's always been
there?
That's
always been there.
They didn't just put it on Spotify yesterday.
Yeah, there's always been a metronome.
Okay.
I've heard there's like someone said it's Paul tapping his foot, but that's definitely a metronome.
It's crazy.
You might be thinking, well, why did Beyonce cover Blackbird? It turns out Paul McCartney has explained his inspiration for the song as being in response to the racial turmoil in the United States in the 1960s when he wrote Blackbird. And he had imagined a black girl singing the song in response to racial injustice and looking to the hope of the civil rights movement. So who better to update the song than Beyonce on this project about American Requiem?
Yeah.
You were only waiting for this moment to arise.
I think it's also important to note that the Beatles were a British invasion band who were borrowing so heavily from American music. So again, she's actually going abroad and looking at American music as a cultural export and realizing that, you know, country music are the roots of the Beatles.
Yeah.
They played guitars that mirrored Chet Atkins, a great country player, right?
That's right, yeah.
Like, they were covering early rock and roll that was influencing country music. They wrote some country songs, some not very good ones.
Yeah. Hey, don't talk about what goes on that way.
On? I'm thinking of what's on Help.
Help. No, Act Naturally is on Help.
And all I gotta do is act naturally.
That is a cover.
Oh,
and I will also not stand for Act Naturally slander.
Isn't that Ringo singing?
That's a Ringo classic.
It's not his best vocal.
Oh my God, Charlie. I've agreed with everything you were saying right up till now.
I'm an Octopus's Garden
just
guy.
Took a turn.
All right. I think the most compelling cover here, though, is, of course, Jolene, the famous Dolly Parton song.
Yeah.
Jolene, Jolene, Jolene.
Do you notice what she's done here?
Is there a metronome?
She's changed the lyrics.
Jolene, 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 I'm begging of you, please don't take my man.
Oh, yeah.
Instead of Jolene, I'm begging you, please don't take my man. Jolene, I'm warning you.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
Don't take my man.
Yeah, yeah.
And the verse takes it even further.
It's removing all of the sort of pleading aspect.
Right. There's sort of no remorse here.
There's more of a threat.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I think the ultimate flex of this cover is that not only is she changing the lyrics, she introduces whole new musical material.
Me and my man cross those valleys, highs and lows and everything between.
It's a bold thing to mess with a classic like that, but it feels like, I don't know, it works. And I suppose she has Dolly's
a full endorsement
premature on this, like literally kind of giving her license beforehand. So
right.
She did her due diligence, I feel like.
Yeah. And you know, the vocals throughout. The vocal
she's
layering.
Singing a lot on this album. Even more than Renaissance. It's like you really hear what she can do.
Well, because a lot of the production is stripped back, more acoustic and so on. So
highlights the voice a little more.
Yeah,
a lot of rich harmonies throughout.
And we're hearing new kinds of textures. Obviously, she has done a song like Daddy Lessons, which is a country like song. On Lemonade.
Right.
With his gun and his head held high, he told me not to cry. Oh, my daddy said shoot. Oh, my daddy said shoot.
The amount of twang that we're hearing, the amount of just sort of new vocal stylings, the amount of blues and the gliding between notes in her vocal, it's great to just see the range of her abilities.
I'ma stand by him, he gon' stand by me.
I'ma stand by her, she gon' stand by me.
I'ma stand by him, he gon' stand by me.
This tour is going to be fire.
Well, okay, that's the thing about this album, man, is that it's not that it's all academic. Let me put my elbow pads on and like this is a serious record in which it's debating whether or not country music is this or that. This record is freaking fun.
Yeah.
There's so much joy on this album. And she says just as much on the song Just for Fun with Willie Jones, a forerunner in blending trap and country music.
I'm going down south just for fun. I am the man, I know it. And everywhere I go, I hide my face.
From the cowboys and Clovis and the rodeo circus, I came here for a reason, but I don't know the purpose. It's whoa.
she's going down south just for fun. Yeah, she's playing with genre. She doesn't totally know the purpose. She's having fun with it. Maybe this song is a bit serious, but you hear the joy all over this record.
Look at that horse, look at that horse, look at that horse. Pretty as hell, all natural, done it on Mars. Book it, book it. Whoa. Fuck it, do it again. AOTY, I ain't stunned by them.
Okay, I lied. It's not just all fun. Yeah. She's making a statement here.
AOTY, album of the year.
I ain't win.
Is it time?
Absolutely. Right? I would say that this is one of the most creative albums. Yeah. Like we could.
The year is young, Joe.
We could retire our show. Just like, you know, really, it's like this is a gift.
Yeah.
This is a gift of American music. There's so much to explore. I'll make one case for why I think this deserves album of the year.
Yeah.
Not only is she mashing up all of these sounds and showing us this great history lesson, but she's making totally new things in the process, which is the process of making music, right? It's like borrowing from your forebears and making something new. One thing that she's done a lot, actually, both on part one and part two of this trilogy, is to completely play with formal expectations, structures of songs.
Yeah.
There are so many songs on here that have part one, part two, part three, that don't follow our sort of nice verse chorus kind of structure. American Requiem has multiple parts.
American Requiem. It's a lot of talking going on.
Two Hands to Heaven has multiple parts.
Bottle in my hand, the whiskey up high. Two hands to heaven, wild horses run wild. Oh.
Baby, I've been waiting my whole life.
Sweet Honey Buckin has three distinct sections.
Time is all. Things that I know will offend. Where that shit that I know started trend. Say that Bugatti out for the spin. Ain't no time to feel a win on my skin.
Huh. So she's making a record which I think you can go out and dance to. I think you can think to. I think you can make love to. And
woo!
You can't look at my Levi jeans right now.
Speak up. You read my mind. Get that ass over here.
And yet she's doing it. By creating whole new structures of music, not playing to the nice sort of verse chorus expectations that we have. And so there are so many reasons why people are hopefully going to vote for this for album of the year, but I'm not holding any cards here. I love this thing.
All right, wrap it up. AOTY. Toms, please.
I think we should take our word at it. This ain't country.
This ain't country.
It is so much more than country. It is self-consciously sampling the roots of American music. It's just as much hip hop as it is country. It is just as much soul as it is country. This makes a case for house music as country. This makes a case for all of American music as part of the country tradition. It's an American record and maybe the future of country music.
Switched On Pop is produced by Rihanna Cruz, edited by Art Chung, engineered by Brandon McFarland. Iris Gottlieb does our illustrations. Abby Barr does community management. Our executive producer is Nisha Kurwa. We're a production of the Vox Media Podcast Network and New York Magazine's Vulture.
You can subscribe to New York Magazine at nymag.com/pod. We are Switched On Pop at all of the social channels and on our website, switchedonpop.com. We have a newsletter. You can subscribe to that in our feed down below or on our website.
Email in the box.
We talk a lot more about the insights of music that are happening behind the scenes of the show. I can't imagine the things that we have totally missed this record, right? Yeah. We're going to study this for a year.
Yeah.
So consider this a first impression. Maybe we'll come back with a 27-part series. Yeah. I don't know.
Also, I'm sorry, Rumi. Forgive me. I love you. I don't know what I'm talking about.
Oh, yeah. Thank you. All right. You make amends. This has been fun. Thank you so much for listening. Until then.
Thanks.
Thanks for listening. Support for Switched on Pop comes from Factor. Factor is the ready-to-eat meal delivery service that's never frozen, chef-crafted, and dietitian-approved. No prep, no mess. Factor meals are 100% ready to heat and eat in under 2 minutes. They have meals featuring premium ingredients like filet mignon, shrimp, truffle butter, broccolini, and asparagus. Head to factormeals.com/switched50 and use code switched50 to get 50% off your first box plus 20% off your next box. That's code switched50 at factormeals.com/switched50 to get 50% off your first box plus 20% off your next box while your subscription is active.